You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, City Squad? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we back again with another fresh and hot episode. What's good, YouTube? Let us talk to y'all first. Hey, what y'all cute at? Soon as you clicked on this video, we already know that you fine. Because don't no ugly people watch us. We just seen. Happy holidays to you and you and your family and all that. Please go ahead and like the video. That's a Christmas gift by subscribing. Mm-hmm. And also, you know what I'm saying, hitting that notification bell so you can share it to somebody else. Or now be notified when link drop. I looked at you. Girl, I got mesmerized by your eyes. But it's an arrow that is right under this video. And the arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because it's the holiday season and because they family, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
Tell them.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on your Christmas list, on your naughty list, on your Pornhub list, on your XX videos list. I heard in North Carolina, you can't even watch Pornhub. They got it blocked. I'm like, it's ugly.
How they block everybody's phone?
I don't know. That's crazy.
That's weird.
I don't know. Weird fact. Okay. Also, it is a description box. And in the description box, it also has some links. Some links that actually take you over to one of the podcast platforms, as well as our social media accounts. Okay. Now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What it do?
Girl, you must have watched the Color Purple musical because you just Fantasia. That you?
Is that you, Fanny?
What?
What's up? Hey. Please go ahead and also share it to, you know what I'm saying, your social media accounts. And also hit that subscribe button as well. Okay, now that I have all of that out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode because I get the honor of introducing this beautiful lock queen. How are you doing?
Good.
Lakeisha?
Lakeisha. Did you say this last time I wore this shirt? I think I ran this shirt back. I don't know.
I didn't say Lakeisha. I probably said Lakita.
Lakita, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh. Life is good. I can't complain. Mm-hmm. Just working. Like I told y'all. Working. It was something that I want to tell y'all that happened, but I can't remember. Maybe it'll come back to me, but everything is, you know, Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Riz God?
And I don't even know what this is.
I just
picked up a damn shirt.
You know they call Ralph Tresvant Riz, because you got that Riz. I told y'all still calling me Riz, because I got my Ralph Tresvant shit.
You didn't say Riz, though. You said, like, Ralph or something.
My Ralph shit. Yeah. But a Riz.
Stay in their bag.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excited for the new year, because it's just another year to, wake up and make the next day great. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any new... I never make New Year's resolutions like that. Just being myself, you know? Becoming a better me. That's it. That's all. Then my birthday coming up in a month. By the time y'all see this, it'll be like another month. But, it's coming up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to you, sweet thing. How was everything, the holidays for you?
It was great. Good. It was great. I was just with my nephews and my mom. Like, so that's the and my brother and them too. You know what I'm saying? You know, you said when they got kids, you just say that good day, you know.
Family time.
They was down there eating ice, and then I was eating a baked potato.
Do you ever get tired of eating baked potatoes?
I can eat potatoes every day.
But they still not and good, corn. Right?
No, they not good storage. For you. Now, when I first went vegan, I didn't eat no potatoes.
Yeah.
And then now... My ass eat potatoes almost every day. That's why I've been gaining weight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but they so good.
They so damn good.
They can do so many things.
That's
good.
What I'm saying.
And they're like, feeling.
They so feeling.
They so feeling.
Because, you know what I'm saying, I don't have the meat. People be thinking like, you know what I'm saying, no, motherfucker, if I eat fries every day, I had started gaining weight. Yeah. I eat fries all the
time.
She
loves fries.
And I need to stop.
McDonald's fries, to be exact. Them her faves.
Faves. You know what I'm saying? So I need to stop. The damn fries, but that's why I
maybe just eat it sometime, not as much. But you don't eat it all the time, do you?
Lately I have. But then that's why I got a juicer, y'all. So I've been juicing my ass off and my stomach been growling.
Yeah.
Hard as hell.
And I told her make me some, but when you realize when you juicing, when you the fruit, you can use 1,000 fruit and it probably about that much.
I mean, see that picture.
Yeah, I know because I
have bought almost probably $75 worth of fruit.
Yeah.
I only got out of them $75, I probably got like 5 little mason jars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm not lying. Listen, it's a lot of work.
Absolutely.
I had to cut all this stuff up, then I put it in there, and then to clean the juicer.
That's hard.
Baby, I was like, well, I should have cooked some. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Even though I shouldn't have, but it was, I'm like, God damn.
I honestly don't even have to have meat. I have to have meat when it's time, because I'm on my lady friend, Annie is her. And you remember mm-hmm. I said how my hormones be here? Yeah. Bitch, I'm sensitive to everything. Me doing my own like this toward my titty, I'm just like, I almost had a moment there. Sorry, cousins.
So basically what you saying is you horny?
Then a motherfucker. Horn dog it all.
So you saying, so even though you on your lady friend, you'll put that red tail down and get
it? Mm-mm, it's too heavy. Like this.
Too heavy?
Because my birth control, they had a shortage on my birth control pills, so I had to go without taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So when my cycle came, it's like super heavy because my pill like makes my flow. But when mm-hmm. I ain't, it's like fucking mm-hmm. Halloween, Michael Myers type shit. So absolutely not. Because baby, when you go to pee, that is the worst smell in the world. Mm-hmm. A period is a stop. It stops. The flow, because I bleed too heavy and I don't like the smell of it. And I'm a sink, you know what I'm saying? You know how we are with the smell, so no. But I'm just saying, I don't know where I got with that hornet. Where we come from with that?
I'm happy her ass be horny. Because, I stay horny. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right now, my hormones are like, jumping. Mm-hmm. But hopefully they stay like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I like feeling horny. It made me feel like
But when I tell her that, she didn't think something wrong with me.
No, I didn't. I said that when people like are nymphos and after they have
sex. And it's like not nympho.
She a nympho. When you try to have sex like that all the time and you still like after 2 or 3 rounds, you still want to go, like, I feel like.
Not like that.
That, I feel like that's the problem. But I'm just saying, like, I don't, the feeling of wanting the urge to have sex with somebody, it, like, I don't want to feel like that all the time. But when I feel like that, because I don't feel like that all the time, mm-hmm. it's like a different feeling. It's like. It's like the thought of wanting to. I don't have to have it because I'm out of sight, out of mind. But like, because my cycle is here, I don't know. My hormones are like going like, I'm emotional. And then I'm like, freak. How you like it, Daddy? Peter Pablo. You want the pussy, you want the ass. I can give you anything you can handle. I can handle it all, though.
She can.
But no, for real, I was like, I don't know how to fuck y'all now, but anyway, what was that?
I don't know. I feel like she judged me because I be wanting to have sex all the time.
No, first of all, let's
be. I feel she judged me, y'all.
And Chelsea don't believe that she herself because she know I would never judge her. And second of all, I know she a freak elite. Like, she always like that. No, that was just a topic we had. I would never judge you for wanting that because I want whatever you want for you. I would never judge. I don't even judge other people that want it. I just be like, bitch, that is like crack to you.
But I'm be real talk, it's because, as you know what I'm saying, y'all know, I'm always in a good mood.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like you said, when you moody, you don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And so, because I'm really never moody, and I'm always in
like, you always on go.
You know what I'm saying, a good mood, and I'm always, you know what I'm saying, like, well, shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like that. And so, I'm not always down.
Yeah, I get it. I would never judge you for that, freak. I hate a freak. Never judge you for that hoe. Don't believe that hoe. Oh, you want to go there? I can't.
So, I'm just always on go mode. Like, because even when I told y'all before, and see, I mean, this is a woman I worry. Like, when I said that I would be down for whatever my man is down for, I'm never going to tell my man no. Not never going to tell him no, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
sexually, and I get that. Like, I used to feel like that too, but I do. Like, because I feel like it's an injustice to him as far as me. If my hormones, I don't want to ever make somebody I'm intimate with feel like it's a chore for me to fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make them feel like, like, are you done yet? Because I did that to my ex years ago. Like, because I really want to be done, bitch. I meant that. Like, I'm in a bind now. Get the fuck out of me. But, like, now it's like, if I don't feel like doing it, I'm not even going to make him feel that way, because he'll be like, you ain't into it or something like that. I don't want to give him that complex that I'm never not interested in fucking on him. So, But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do what I do when I do what I do. And even if sometimes I don't want to do that, she don't want to do what I don't do. But she loves doing it all the time. She just don't. But this right here.
Even when you
Mathena. I know I'm not as moody as I used to be.
Yeah, we know that.
Years ago, I used to be really moody, and I didn't know why, because of my hormones. Mm-hmm. But I'm not moody at all like that. Like, sometimes if I'm in a bad mood, I push through it. All the time I don't want to fuck on whoever my partner is when he pisses me off, because, like, you don't irritate me. It's like I have to sit in it for a minute and let it go away. I don't know how to just let shit go, because I have to process it, because I wear my feelings on my sleeve when it comes to people I love. So if you say something, you make me feel some kind of way, my feeling, I don't know, I can't explain, like, the way I feel on the inside, it'll be there for a minute, then it goes away, then I'll be ready. But Mathiana, she always on go. But bitch, if you done piss me off, she with me, and she like, you can catch these hands, but you can't catch these jaws, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, girl, I'm over here doing this. Y'all, listen. So, I did my sew-in, you know what I'm saying, fresh sew-in. I hate my part on this side. Y'all know I always have my part on this side. And so, I feel so fucking awkward. That's why I keep doing like this. Like, I feel so...
Because y'all be flipping.
Like, I'm always this way. So, I'm over here and I'm like...
But it's really in a good position, because it's not... You kind of put it like it's kind of halfway in the middle. Mm-hmm. To make you feel like it's over there. But it looks really good.
I wish I had a deep pussy. So, I hate it.
At least you had a deep pussy. Don't you see it? I heard you.
I said I wish I had it deeper over here.
You
like
running back when you listen to it. Oh, you said deeper. Okay, I'm just sorry. Everything.
She wait. How she get deep pussy out of deep part?
Yeah,
boy.
But
you
I think it look good on you, but I definitely know what it feel like.
Yeah, I
you feel weird when you use your hair
like this. And yeah. I'm like,
ain't that weird how shit flow when you be like, you certain like me? I like mine. Like if I had hair, I like my stuff going to the right. So when it goes, but my thicker side of hair is on the left now, because I had cut my braids out before I got locked, and my shit is like all uneven everywhere. So I have to wear it going this way and have it pulled going this way because it's thicker on this side. So I be feeling I done got used to it now because it's like I have to adjust. But it do.
Yeah.
Sorry, it felt weird in the beginning. Anyway.
Yeah, men don't but understand, but the women y'all get what I'm saying.
If a nigga used to wearing a part. The left and then you go to the bar, but he do it to the right. They don't understand.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I hate it. Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, we go make it work.
Well, you're still looking pretty.
Thank you. And listen, so we had went to a comedy show last night, right?
Did you laugh?
Huh? Yeah, you know my goofy ass. So Dion Cole,
he's so funny. And he in a color purple, you know that?
Yeah, I knew that because they said it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
But they had said it last night or whatever. And so he had busted out. He was like, hey, he said, just stop. He said, ladies, start grabbing y'all men's dicks more. He said, just grab it every day because we want that, right? And so it was some people around us. And so, you know what I'm saying? They was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't nobody want to grab it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, and so in my head.
You like, I can grab my man, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Because my man looked at me and he was like, he ain't got to tell you. Because I grab it all the time and I'm looking like, you know what I'm saying? But it was so funny, like, to the other women's reaction, they was like,
everybody wanted that. It's so crazy because a lot of women are not sexual like that.
No.
Like, honestly, like I said in last podcast, if my hormones were balanced, I would be like you. Mm-hmm. Because I was like you in college. It's just that as I got older and my hormones and my shit started changing, when my weight fluctuated, it's not like that. But if my hormones get on track, I would probably be just like her. Because then when I'm really in his space and we in a good time, it's like I'm always, because once I had stopped doing it, because I like rubbing the balls and like holding the balls in my hand, like watching a movie, I just like the way it sit right there. Like, it's something about them balls, boy. Look at that. Hi. Little balls. It's like something about them balls. You just hold them. And it's like one, like a cup of milk for a sleepy baby. But I'm just saying, like, I just said that because it's a lot of women. It's crazy. It a lot, and that's why a lot of men be. It ain't no excuse to justify why they cheat. But, you know, that's why.
Even, you know what I'm saying? Now, y'all heard me, you know what I'm saying, talk like this all the time. But it's rare that it is women. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said that I was so picky with choosing my mate. Because I know I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? It's not even that. It's because I know that I'm offering you something that a lot of women won't. I'm always on go. You know what I'm saying? So you're not finna play with me knowing that I'm always on go. You know what I'm saying? When you get with somebody else and they like, nah, they barely want to fuck. And I'm like, but I want to fuck all the time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they was back there talking and they was like, nobody in my head, I'm like, I won't say I grab it all the time.
And then you gotta.
If I pass him doing through out the kitchen, I'm like, yeah.
When I be on the FaceTime, I be like, leave that man alone while I'm on the phone. Handle that. He look like me, like in the camera. But it's cute. Mm-hmm. What I was gonna say is like, a lot of women that act like that, you be sometimes having to ask, do you really love him? Not trying to be, are you happy with him? Because, you know, like, you happy with him. So, it brings joy to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they not. Maybe it's something they lacking, or they feel like, or maybe just, some women just, like, feel like they ain't got to do shit. They be pillow princes. And some people okay with being pillow princes. So, I don't know. But anyway, you want to jump
in? Yeah. Let's do that, because we'll keep on top. Yes. So, our first topic, we're going to talk about, there is a, so it was something, it was like a meme or something, I forgot where it was, a pocket, it was something that I saw or heard,
yeah.
And it said that there is a man on every corner that can make you fall in love, right? Mm-hmm. He can make you fall in love, you can find him dime a dozen, but there is few that will know what to do once they fall in love. Mm. So, what are your thoughts? So, basically, they said, like, you can find a man anywhere that can make you fall in love. This is how many they can make you fall in love. But when they make you fall in love, it's this many that know what to do with you when you fall in love.
What was your question, love?
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on it? Like, how do you feel when you hear that?
I agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And my reasoning behind that is... No, I'm complaining. I truly believe that, because it's so easy to fall in love with somebody you're attracted to and you like them and you're in their space and, you know, that newness of it all. You fall in love easily when you like somebody like that. But then when you get with them, if you get with a man who don't know what to do with all this precious cargo, when he gets it, it's like he's fumbling, because in the newness of it all, it's new. You ain't the expectations and things of a relationship, kind of the happiness of what he brings to you. You really ain't paying attention to that, because it's new and you just want to see him. You want to be around him. You're fucking all the time. It's like that new crush, like puppy love, like type of love. And then when you get to that adult shit where y'all around each other all the time, you know, if y'all living together and it's the financial, the piece of it, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I feel like some men got it and some men don't have it. And we just talked about that when I came in before you even said, let's do this topic, when we were sitting right there. Like, some men just got it. Like, you got some men who know how to make their woman smile. If it's just putting a piece of candy that she like on the nightstand, or simply just, going to take the car, get washed, pumping, putting gas in the car, like the simple shit. We're very simple. I mean, her and I, we're very, is that right? Me and you, whatever, are very like simple people. And I think that some dudes don't even think that. They think it's just because they're giving you dick in conversation. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Because I can get dick from anybody. I get conversation for everybody. The things that I'm telling you, you see that I like, that I want, and I be saying, ooh, you know, we'll make, like, some women, I'm one of them, sometimes I'll be like, I'll shoot something out there just to see if you hear it. And see if you act on it. Because I was like, shit, my brother told me that he, every Sunday, he go get his, the girl, he whoever he talked to, you know what I'm saying, a long time ago, my brother be like, yeah, every Sunday, he'll go get the girl car, wash it, fill it up with gas. I'll say rare. Stuff like that, because it's like, it's rare to find men that's just thoughtful like that. If I say I don't like driving, and we go somewhere, you should automatically be on the driver's side. Because I hate driving. Because if you say, ooh, I hate sitting with my back to the door. Every time we go to a restaurant, I'm going to make sure I sit on the opposite side, because I know you hate sitting with your back to the door. It's things like that. And I'm just saying, I agree with that, because anybody can make you fall in love, because you know that you don't know their true person. You don't know their, you don't know them like that, because you just infatuated with the beginning of, oh, I met this person. Oh, because in the beginning, you're doing everything. Because you want to keep them there. Oh, sure. Absolutely. But then are you, the thing that you start off with in the beginning, are you going to continue? Are you continuing with that? Me and Tristan talked about this all the time before she even got in a relationship. But she said, when I get with a man, he needs to be the same way you are when we met. He needs to be that way the whole time. Because
I'm that way.
I don't
switch up.
I don't know if people feel like relationships are just for that moment and not long term, or maybe they just dating to be dating, not thinking about longevity. But I truly believe that that's true. And a lot of y'all, women too, it ain't just them men. You can get a pussy on Harry Hines.
Because they, like, when I was talking about fucking, the women will fuck you a lot in the beginning. Yeah, so yeah. You get a relationship. They like them women that was around me. They like, I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna suck your dick and I ain't finna do none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if you're truly making me happy, if I'm not, because I'm not as moody as I used to be years ago with my hormones, I'm so thankful for that. I got to see y'all understand. I didn't understand what was wrong with me. Why I was like, I don't want to be bothered. I'd be like, my mood just changed. I wouldn't like, it was noticeable because that's not who I am. I don't fuck. I was gonna say what I was saying, Charles. I don't know, bitch. I'm just talking because I'm horny and in my mind. I'm thinking about getting some dick.
Well, you want me to go?
Yeah, talk. Okay. Bitch, okay.
I agree with this 1,000 times 1,000%. And it's because it's so many men out here that love the chase, right? And they love to get. You and that, you know, it's like a game. Men have, you know what I'm saying, been playing games since they was little boys. So it's all about winning, right? You know, and but it's like it's few that once they do get the trophy that they know how to, you know what I'm saying, dust it off and keep it from rusting and put it in a safe place and keep it protected. And you know what I'm saying, you have those that are very fucking few. So they're going to chase you and they're going to make you fall in love because it's like they see something they want. You know what I'm saying? You was cute to them. You know what I'm saying? Your personality or whatever. He like, damn, I want her. You know, but however, he's going to do everything to make you fall for him. I promise you, mostly all these men out here can make women fall for them. However, like I said, as soon as you get with them, it's like now that they have, you know what I'm saying, an intelligent, beautiful woman that's on the shit, you know, that requires them to step up as a man. That's when it gets, you know what I'm saying, tricky. Because it's like, damn, you mean to tell me I gotta communicate with you? You mean to tell me I gotta do special things for you? You mean to tell me I gotta protect your heart? You know what I'm saying? It's like, because the reason why it's few is because this requires just, you know what I'm saying, them playing. But when you get to them falling in love and they're in a relationship, it requires work.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men are lazy. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, damn, now I have to... You know what I'm saying? Had these deep conversations with you. Now I have to have these uncomfortable conversations with you. Now I have to, you know what I'm saying, go around your family and, you know what I'm saying, really, you know, and be nice to your mama or, you know what I'm saying, get to know your brother or, you know what I'm saying, your sister and stuff. Like, all that stuff requires work and patience. You mean to tell me that, you know what I'm saying, I got to compromise with your ass? Like, damn, I want to keep doing it my way. You mean to tell me that I have to, you know, stop flirting with women on social media? All that stuff, you know what I'm saying, requires a change and a shift. And so because men, you know what I'm saying, it's like they want to get you fast and do all that, but it's few that know how to deal with it because now it's the work time. And that's why a lot of relationships don't, you know what I'm saying, last because... It requires the actual fucking work. You know what I'm saying? Of two people that two different backgrounds. You know what I'm saying? Two different, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mindsets of how, you know what I'm saying? To raise a family or, you know what I'm saying? To whatever it is. And now, you know what I'm saying? We having to come together and compromise together. It is a lot of people that don't know how to do that. That's why a lot of relationships, you know what I'm saying, fail. Because somebody is like, I ain't doing none of shit. Man, I still want to act how I was acting. You know what I'm saying? But it's no, a whole shift should happen.
Yeah.
A whole shift should happen.
Yeah. When you're in a relationship, what I'm learning is that when you're dealing with someone, it's no longer just you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to break out of that mold of how you would handle things. You got to think about that person. And then it sucks because, like you said, the way we were raised, we might meet somebody who wasn't raised like that. And I might meet somebody who was raised by their daddy. Didn't have a mom. So, mm-hmm. And the dad worked all the time. So he never instilled opening the door for mm-hmm. a lady. This is how you're supposed to treat a woman because your daddy was so busy. When he did have a stepmama when she came in, but he didn't really interact because daddy was always working. And stuff like that, so he don't know. So sometimes you have to tell the mother. Okay, I'm gonna stop cussing today. I'm getting it out because tomorrow. Sometimes I gotta tell the motherfucker how you want to be treated. Like, this is my requirements. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to. There's rules to everything. When you go to work, you know, some jobs you can't have your phone out. Some jobs you can't be doing all this extra shit. But you follow them rules because you gotta get that check, right? And you're trying to get that money. So that's the same thing that applies to your relationships. Treat it like your job. I mean, not saying that you're working, because it's work. So you got to treat it like it's your job. You want to stay on that job. You want to move up in the company. You want to make sure that you're happy because you got to see this job, go to the job Monday through whatever day. Same thing with a person. Like, let them know, hey, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to nip it in the bud in the beginning. Because what I realized, people be like, I'm not going to say nothing because I don't want him to think I'm bitching or something. No. Be like, I don't mean to be making, if this irritate you, because a lot of things irritate me, but this is my list of things that kind of trigger me. You got to tell them. You just got to tell people so they can know. And so, you like, because if you're in a relationship with somebody, you need to be, because this ain't just for today and a few months. I'm hoping it ain't, unless they just dating. But if you're in a relationship and the goal is to be with them forever, whether you want to.
I'm saying when they fall in love, that's the dating stage, though.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. When you fall in love with somebody.
If you fall in love, y'all together.
Y'all together. That's it. You just have to, even if you want to be together for a long term and not get married, some people don't want to get married, but it's still, you still need to work hard and do the work. He needs to do the work as a man, to lead, to provide. Because I've noticed that when a woman feel like a man ain't holding down his part, and it's like he just, especially how she feel like he, in her mind, what she think and what she seen her dad do, it's kind of like, you start kind of, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, for him, if she ain't getting a pussy, if she ain't, you know what I'm saying, making him, because they be focusing on that. They don't, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing that, they looking like, that's why you got to have the meetings and be like, nigga, what you need? What I ain't giving you? But if you want to hear more about what you ain't giving your man, about my fucking random ass mind, because I'm horny right now, and on my cycle, if you want to know about that, you have to jump over to the podcast platform and listen. Subscribe to that. You know, give us 5 stars and don't be doing all that. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, in between time, like, comment, subscribe, share this to your friend. Go follow us on TikTok. Send us some cash apps. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I don't know where that came from. But anyway.
$ trust me.
Cousins, guess what? We out.
Yeah, send us some cash outs. Money sign, Charleston 1913, shit. But no, seriously, I really, you know what I'm saying? And I hate that it is like that. That's why a lot of situationships go on. That's why a lot of people break up fast, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, damn, you wasn't doing this in the beginning, or you know what I'm saying? Or you wasn't, or like, you basically, you know, just stopped. But it's like, I feel that, you know, people be like, man, it was work to get her. No, it's work to keep her. You get, and him. It's the, fuck the, you know what I'm saying, the stuff of like, yeah, I had to, you know, take on these dates to get in out of stuff. But when y'all really are together, now, you know what I'm saying, I didn't require you to do much when we was just talking. You know what I'm saying? Why would I require somebody who...
Because we just talking. Dating.
You know what I'm saying? But now, if we're in a relationship again, now I need them deep conversations.
Yeah.
I need to know how your childhood was.
Yeah.
I need to, you know what I'm saying, for you to be vulnerable and open up to me. You know what I'm saying? And because a lot of men do not feel that they really want to do that, that's when, again, they don't want to do, you know what I'm saying, what it takes to have a substantive... sustain a healthy ass, you know what I'm saying, relationship. Yeah. Because it's like, yeah, we can just have a relationship that's basic ass bullshit, we're toxic, and then we arguing about dumb shit, or we hold resentment and all this shit, shit that don't make no sense. But no, if we want this shit to last, let's go ahead and have this conversation, baby.
Right.
At least I'm not saying this, you know what I'm saying, to hurt your feelings. I'm saying this because it bothers me. You know what I'm saying? I know it probably doesn't bother you, but it is something that, you know what I'm saying, just kind of bother me. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Yes, I do need you to, you know what I'm saying, talk about certain things. Because, again, we in a relationship.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't your spouse know certain things? You know what I'm saying? You know, yes, we can, you know, we don't have to tell each other everything, but... Yes, I do require us to have conversations about certain things.
Especially if it's bothering me. Why should I not?
You know but it's like, you know, certain things where it's like... That just like if you know a married couple, right, and then like he just got a new job or something, why wouldn't his spouse know that?
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like it's certain things like that you should be talking to your spouse. They, you know what I'm saying? Like
if you have issues on a job,
yeah, like why would Facebook know? You know what I'm saying? But before your wife or your girlfriend knows, it's certain shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But my main thing is, I really truly feel is because it requires work, and that's the reason why, you know what I'm saying, they don't know what to do with it, and then also because, they don't know how to really treat certain women's heart.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Where it's like, the again, when I always say about the transition from single to, you know what I'm saying, relationship, like, yes, now when you're in a relationship, now you, this person has given you their heart. Yeah. Yes, it's your job to protect it. Yeah. Every time you get with anybody, they're saying, here go my heart, and I'm need you to hold, lock and key, and protect that bitch. That's exactly what happens every time you get in a relationship. Thanks. And you know what I'm saying? And so some men, as soon as you get them in your heart, you know what I'm saying? You want to meet, right? And then they get in, they be like, oh, shit, okay. And they just throw it in. Like, nigga, you got dust and you throw it on the ground and shit. Like, goddamn.
Right.
You worked to get this and I gave it to you. And then now you just go, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, no.
I agree. So y'all need to handle business. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to, I don't know. Cause it is another man on that corner that's willing, and the one that's willing might be the same one that know how to protect their heart and handle business. So,
cause I promise you, in the beginning, they would do all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so because we have mostly women listeners, so I'm gonna need y'all women to y'all man or y'all boyfriend or whoever that y'all dealing with. Go ahead and send them this episode. Go ahead and hit that share button right now and send it to that man so he can understand that he needs to protect your fucking heart. Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Think about it. You about to tell them how to shut up.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, but she sent this to you, sir. Yeah, you listening. Protect her damn heart. And, you know, and you made her find love. Now do what the fuck you got to do, sir. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, we'll go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on Instagram, TikTok, or any one of our social media accounts.
Okay, so it looks like we got a message on TikTok. It says, what do y'all think about Diddy? Diddy Bop.
Oh. Whoa.
Okay, I'm not on social media, so I don't really follow what's going on with Diddy and Cassie. My best friend told me, and Charles told me about what he did to Cassie. But of course, I was always hearing about, you know, I knew what he did to Kim as far as when he was cheating on her. She was pregnant. But based on what I've heard about Diddy, mm-hmm. I'm disappointed. My feeling toward Diddy is disappointment, because I just feel like you didn't have to do that, man. I just feel like you didn't have to do Cassie like that. Regardless, she already likes you, and then the fact that you got these daughters and you doing shit like this, I think that's where my disappointment comes, because it's like they're social media influencers, you know what I'm saying? They're in middle school, probably in high school, get ready to go to high school, so they're very engaged in what the world is saying about their daddy. And to hear him maybe having something to do with Kim possibly passing away, basically to hear what he did to Cassie, then possibly hearing that he be having sex with men, you know, and then they look at him as this alpha male, you know, this powerful male, and then it's like, so that my mind is just, I don't really give a fuck about Diddy, because I'm not a huge Diddy fan. I love that he had Bad Boy. I love his artist. I love he went to Howard, right? I love he went to an HBCU. And I love that he love black shit, but I don't fuck with him like that. I'm disappointed in that nigga, because Kim didn't deserve that. Them twins didn't deserve that. Cassie don't deserve that. Justin mama that's coming out saying that he was doing shit to her, she didn't deserve that. So everything that he's getting is well deserved. Because I'm still Team R. Kelly. I know, I'm sorry, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing. But I was thinking about Seems Like You're Ready in my head. I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm disappointed in Diddy. My feeling toward Diddy, I'm very disappointed. I can't say I'm mad at him, because I don't give a fuck, but I'm disappointed. Go ahead. What you got?
First, if he did have something to do with Kim, like, that don't make no fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? And then you got these kids. Like, it's not only, you know what I'm saying? You take, okay, I don't know. But, however, I think that it be making me so fucking mad when these men have, you know what I'm saying, all this money and this fame and this power, and then they still, you know what I'm saying, do dumb ass, stupid ass shit. Like, you know, certain things, it's like, do dumb shit in your broke stage, not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but then when you get power like that, because you do have power, fame, and all this other shit, why the fuck, you know what I'm saying, would you do certain dumb shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like with social media and how it is, baby, your shit can come crumbling down.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? And I believe, see, Cassie got in and got out. However, she opened the floodgates to fucking hell. Not just for him, because everybody in Hollywood is coming out with everybody.
Oh, wow.
Everybody. Really? Really? Bitch, because you ain't been on social media, yeah. Bitch. Columbus Short then said something about some other man. It's been Christian Keys and said something about a billionaire.
I think he's talking about Diddy.
You think so?
I think he's talking about Diddy.
I think they was saying this other billionaire man or something. I'm not sure. I'm not sure though. No, it's not Tyler. It's not Tyler. I really think Tyler good one.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's always because his mama, he could probably be, but I think he's like one that's, you know, like, you know, yeah. You know, not like that.
Oh,
because
it's coming out with T.D. Jakes.
T.D. Jakes, but then it's the white girl that just came out. She is with somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm saying, like, it's been another white man that came out. Everybody is coming out.
I know they said they finna release that list of all the people that went to Epstein, whatever his name, Island. Mm. With them pedophiles, with them little boys and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going to release that list with all the celebrities that went over there.
Yeah. So, I'm saying that she got in, made the lawsuit, and got out quick with that money.
But she didn't realize what she was doing.
Baby, when I tell you, it's like she broke the glass. And every fucking celebrity is coming out saying something about somebody. And yeah. I'm like, whoa. And I don't fucking blame them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't fucking blame them. Because at the end of the fucking day, it's like real talk. Stop doing dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, dumb shit, real talk for me, dumb shit is for broke, stupid people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you got fame, power, you know money, that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, stupid ass, like, and listen, if I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, that I got all this money and this fame and shit. Like, I can travel the world. I can buy what I want to do. I can do all this shit. Why in the fuck am I finna, you know what I'm saying? It's like just... It just blows my fucking mind. So for me, when rich, powerful people do shit, get the ass.
Yeah.
Because you're stupid. You have every fucking
everything.
Thing. You know what I'm
saying?
Why
are you
bothering these folks? You know what I'm saying? These other people. Yeah. So it's like, damn, stop being so fucking dumb. Like, so I don't fucking blame them.
I don't blame him either. I'm disappointed because of his kids. I don't give a fuck about the girl, the kids, mm-hmm. the daughters, and then just the ones he had by Kim. And they saying this stuff about him. And they have to ask him, Daddy, is it true? And he'd be like, nah, but if some shit come out that it is true, now you done really just, you know what I'm saying? You don't ruin everything. Kids. The kids, and they ain't gonna be able to. It's just a lie.
They ain't gonna be able to trust nobody.
And I guess I feel so disappointed. It's because they don't have their mama. Mm-hmm. So if something happened to him, where do they go? You know what I'm saying? With me not having no mama, you know, it just, that's what made me feel like, God damn. You know what I'm saying?
And so they took a Christmas picture of them in their Christmas pajamas.
They did.
Not that he didn't post it, but his daughter posted it.
Yeah. He really, he catching the hell. Side note, I know we talking about Diddy. I'm sorry, I gotta just talk about this real quick. Jonathan Majors. They found him guilty.
They found him guilty, but I still don't think he's guilty.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't think that's fair because you got video footage showing that you got all the evidence showing he's not.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, who blackballed these men where they get up in there and they do that to them? Like, that is crazy. They don't want black men.
Also, why the fuck was you fucking with them white women? That's what you get.
Fact.
Not trying to be funny. Trying to be funny. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go to them. You know what I'm saying? So,
same thing with Jeezy and Jenny Ma. She's taking his ass through hell. Everybody was so happy they listened to her cute together, and I was trying to be my best self and be a good
girl. I did like them together though.
I don't know if I like them together. It's just that I was like, okay, but that's what the fuck he get too.
So it's like that, hey, whatever's going on, you know what I'm saying, it is what the fuck it is. But
people
yeah,
be so fake, bro.
Fake
so fake, dog. One that come before destruction, okay. Like, Leon said, okay. I'm gonna say this and then we can move on to the next topic because I don't want to drag it. I'm just saying, warning come before destruction. I know we're talking about Diddy, and I know I jumped to Jonathan, and I jumped, but I'm finna say this about Jeezy and Jenny Ma because we ain't just talking about them either. Warning come before destruction. If you heard what that woman said on the reel about black meat being good on the side and her white keep her leaning right. And I know people can change their mind. I get it because you like who you like, but she's always like dormy, but she's always seen her as something on the side. And then you marry her, so she accommodates, like we just said, you and that because she liked you, but she really would have made you a side, but you ain't the type of nigga to put on. She couldn't put you on the side. This is what I'm saying. You can't put on. You ain't gonna put Jesus on the side. Ain't no side, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But then when you get with her, you see the real. And then when you were in this interview with Nia Long, it was a beautiful interview. Oh, it was something.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, I thought I sent it to you. Oh, it was beautiful.
I saw it, but I didn't see it.
It was so beautiful. And she's such a beautiful woman. She mesmerized me. And he was so mesmerized by her. Because it's like the light bulb came on. Like, damn, this is a black woman. Damn, she know my struggle. Damn, she feeling what I'm feeling. She listening to me. She's communicating with me. But you see a whole thing. I swear to God, we got to watch it. Yeah. We'll discuss it on another topic. But I'm saying, I said that to say, one, it come before destruction. And she shows, what she said is what she meant. But you decided that we had a conversation. She said she mean it. And then, boom. Now she's saying you got guns running house. She don't feel safe for Mother Coco, whatever, Monaco, whatever her name is, to be around. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm on one. I need to bust a nut. Go ahead. Mm. Anyway, yeah, I'm just saying, but I said that one to come for destruction.
Yeah. Well, our next topic is, does no mean no in relationships?
Yeah, that was my topic, y'all. Mm. Father came up with a goddamn topic. Come on.
Come on.
Does no mean no in relationships? I say that because when I was in a relationship, let me answer the question first. Does no mean no in relationship? Absolutely. It do. I feel like if your woman says no, respect it. If your man say no, respect it. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like don't pressure them. Because let somebody be their first answer, be their best answer, and roll with it. And don't try to convince them or sway them to do something else. Because when you do that, then that's resentment that's building up because they didn't want to do it in the first place. So no does mean no in relationships. And I'm going to give you an example. My past relationship with my ex, I'd be like, I don't want to fuck because you cheating. But you forced me to fuck. That's rape. But I ain't gonna call the police on you and say you raped me because you're my boyfriend and I know that I'm my dumb ass still with you, even though I said no. He didn't respect my no's. If I said no because he was a drug dealer and he ain't had no car because he was young, he would ask to drive the car my mama had left me. And I would say no because I've always remembered. I don't know if I told y'all this before, but I probably have, but I'm gonna repeat it because we've been in this game for a minute. My mom would always say, you don't let people drive your car because they're not going to treat you like it's theirs. And it was her car. She had just passed away. And I'm like, no, you can't. You know what I'm saying? And he would take my keys anyway and be riding around the neighborhood with the homies or a bitch house in my mama's car. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like no means no. And I think I'm very adamant about that because my no's were not respected. You know what I'm saying? Even if he be like, let's go here. And he be like, no. I don't want to go there. The old me would have been like, come on, man, just go. And he's saying no. Why would I force him to go somewhere he don't really want to go? And then when he get there, he don't want to be there. So his vibe telling me he don't want to be there. And I get an attitude because I'm like, why the fuck you acting like that? But he didn't want to come in the first place. So I said that to say, let people nose be nose and respect that. And they may come around like 2 weeks later and be like, you know, you asked me to go see that play. Let me go on and see that with you. Let them be wanting to do it because it'll be more pleasurable for them versus you forcing them because boundaries, respect people's boundaries. What do you think?
I believe that even though y'all are in a relationship, y'all are together, that person still should be, you know what I'm saying, keep their individuality of what they really, you know what I'm saying, they likes. And they're, you know what I'm saying, now, when y'all come together, it's going to be something that he's probably going to do that you're probably going to start liking, you know what I'm saying, eventually, or you know what I'm saying, but sometimes it's like just, you know exactly, you know what I'm saying, what you do not want to do, like, and all this stuff, and you should stand firm in, you know what I'm saying, saying certain, you know, no's. But, like, if it's, you know, certain things, it is a compromise is needed on both parts.
Absolutely.
But, however, like, if it's, like, y'all know that I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't do anal sex, right? So, even if my, you know what I'm saying, man, my no is my no. And it's like, babe, I love you, but no. That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's my one, you know, one of my no's.
Yeah, so it's certain things where it's like, certain no's, I believe, you know what I'm saying, stand firm on them. And if it's something where it's like, you know what I'm saying, let's try some a pottery class or something. And I'm
that's
like,
different.
Damn, no, you know what I'm saying? But okay, you know what I'm saying? So certain things, you know what I'm saying, that you are really adamant on and that you like, nah, I just can't and I will not, you know what I'm saying, on her. Like if we, not in this relationship, but not, stand firm on that. So I believe that's how you keep who you are and don't lose yourself in a relationship.
That's
when,
true.
You know what I'm saying? When, like, I always say, remember we talking about this before, about our homeboy. when they said they never had an argument or disagreement. Oh, no. And I'm like, baby, that is so unhealthy.
Yep.
Not trying to be funny. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if you're in a relationship and y'all never have had a, not just a blowout, you do not have to have a blowout argument. No. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if you have never disagreed on something, that's unhealthy. That means somebody is, you know what I'm saying, is somebody's
been a doormat.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just going along with everything. I'm not going to go along with everything my man say, because maybe I'd be like, mm-mm, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He'd be like, you know, so, but it's this that is making sure that, you know what I'm saying, that everybody, you know what I'm saying, understands who they are and they just not going along and just saying yes to you, because I don't want a yes man.
Yeah.
I don't want to yes man my friends or my men. Yeah. So I don't want you to say, you know what I'm saying, I want to hear your no sometime, because when I hear your no's, I know your yeses are authentic.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because if you
say that
you,
again.
If I hear a no, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I know that your yes is authentic.
Yeah.
Because if I hear yes all the time, I know that some of them yeses really be a no. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you just said it because you just trying to please me. Don't try to please me. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me say this. Please me.
Yeah.
Please me, but don't try to please me where you lose yourself. You get what I'm saying? Don't lose who you are trying to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, I'm happy all the fucking time. Sometimes I am going to probably be a little sad, but I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's fucking normal. That's the thing of, you know what I'm saying, people understand that everything is not going to go your way all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a spoiled brat, so I understand this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Understand that in a relationship, it's not going to go out your way all the time. And be you got to be cool with it.
Yeah.
Even though I'm in your head, I'm like, oh, I, you know what I'm saying? He was just, I promise you, he'd be starting. I'm like, oh, why don't, you know what I'm saying? Why ain't, oh, damn, why you got to, you know what I'm saying? But however, that's me being a human being in a sound body, you know what I'm saying? Body, like, understand, like, damn, okay, I want it to go this way, but I know it's not. You know what I'm saying? So I know that, you know, it ain't finna go my way all the time. Understand that his no is his no. You know what I'm saying? And his yes. But when it's a balance, you know that the person's being truthful.
Yeah.
If they saying no all the time, then it's something stupid. I mean, you're wrong. If they say yes all the time, it's some, you know what I'm saying, wrong. If it's a balance, you'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm getting the truth out of him when it's, you know what I'm saying? But if it's a yes all the fucking time, that motherfucker's lying.
Yeah.
He lying.
Or they people pleasing.
Yeah, they, mm-hmm. and you know
and
what I'm saying?
End up being resentful.
That part, mm-hmm. the person who is the people pleasing, they will end up resenting your ass. It won't be this year. It'll probably be next year. Be like, God, I ain't even like your fucking family.
Yeah.
I ain't want to go around them. Or I ain't even want to, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck it is, it's going to be something like that.
Yeah.
They're going to be hating you. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, every time be like, I ain't really want to go to, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just did it because, but nah.
Mm,
I agree.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't got nothing to say with that.
That should be my fucking quote.
I do what I said. That's what I said.
I'm
gonna
write that down. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good. Y'all know what time it is.
Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you.
Okay, so my rando is, why do all grandparents' handwriting look the same? Because I was at my part-time the other day, and this old man came in, and he was like, I need your help. He was like, I got a list. I need you to give me this stuff on the list. And he handed me the list, and his handwriting was exact, or his wife's handwriting, or whoever it was, handwriting was just like my granny's. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they get older, but I seen one time before, I seen somebody, grandmama handwriting floating around Facebook, and everybody was like, why does everybody granny write like that? And I was like, wow, I wonder, is that just something that happened? They all write the same. Like, it'd be, I don't know if they hand not steady, but it's like exactly the same.
Mm.
That is so cool.
It is. Mm-hmm. I ain't even think about that until you said something.
Yeah.
I got to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
My rando is, I gotta stay off TikTok shop, bitch.
The girl at my job be on TikTok shop, bitch. Why you don't send me the link and give me some shit? You know I like TikTok stuff. I like stuff. So you been shopping on TikTok,
bitch?
Boy, I thought I knew you.
I listen.
You put me on back to Sheen. You know I was on Sheen,
bitch. Listen, TikTok shop
got everything.
When I tell you, bitch, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? I gotta stop. I have to fucking stop.
Tell me something you got from TikTok shop.
I got the little video game.
What video game?
The Nintendo.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm gonna get on TikTok. Where's it? How do I get to TikTok shop?
Bitch, go to TikTok.
TikTok.
Oh, bitch.
You ain't the only person that got a chokehold.
I'm not lying. I said, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Because I asked the two girls at work. This girl was drinking. You know, I love straws. And I love fucking love cups. And I was like, where you get that straw from? And she said, TikTok shop. And I'm like, And this other girl, she had a glass, a cup. And I said, where you get that from? She said, TikTok shop. Now, I did deal her my money for the cup. Because, you know, I was like, I thought it was just so cool. And I was like, it was just
$5. That's what I'm saying. Because I'd be scrolling, just watching the videos.
Yeah.
But then they always be having these ads. And I'd be like, I see. What? $5. You know what I'm saying? All right, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? They be getting you.
Yeah.
They be getting you, boy.
TikTok shop got you in the chokehold. Yeah, got me in the chokehold.
Yeah, so I be a Sheen TikTok shop.
I gotta get Sheen app on my phone.
I do too.
I gotta get Listen, that.
Listen, Will said if you have another package coming here, like every week, I probably got about 2 packages or 3 packages coming.
From shit, but it don't be expensive.
I know,
though.
But I said I need the fucking because even though it's not expensive, bitch, I have not worn 80% of the shit I got from Sheen.
You ain't worn 80% that's in that room
exactly
last year.
That's fucking sad.
But at least you have clothes when you want to go somewhere. That's how I look 80%.
That's fucking sad.
But you always got something to wear when somebody asked you to go.
But then now, because, you know, I lost weight, bitch, I got a lot of shit in there I need to give away now.
You had already got to dump some more.
I got to dump some more. Sad.
You gotta do a haul.
I gotta do another fucking haul. Okay, what is your quote? I mean, what's your song?
My song of the week is, I don't know if y'all know, but a lot of people that know me know I love me some T.I. and I love me some Tiny. And of course, because I love them, I love me some Aris Harris. And I love her little voice. And she got a song out, What Does Christmas Mean to You, on Apple Music, Spotify, and all that. And she did that. Mm. And so I've been jamming it. So my song of the week is What Does Christmas Mean to You by Aris Harris. Mm. Go on YouTube and look at her making it. Like, she got it. Dog, she finna take off, and I can't wait.
That vocal coach, she really got
the white one or the black one.
The
white girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. She trained her voice, and that's a black lady doing it now, I think. But yeah.
See, I just saw the white girl. I didn't see the black girl.
Yeah, I sent you the video of her singing the song. What Does Christmas Mean to You? A YouTube video, because I know you don't have Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so cute. I probably clicked on it. Tiny, we got in the booth with her. Was telling her how to hit the notes, and then she was like, she said, I don't know how to ad lib. And Tiny said, nah, you know how to ad lib because your mama the queen of ad lib.
Yeah,
so you got this. And she was singing and she was telling her what to do. And she mimicked Tiny. She mimicked Tiny. I'm like, God damn, Aris got it. She got it.
Yeah,
you gotta listen to the song. You get a chance.
Okay. My quote of the week is, let God fight your battles. That's a guaranteed victory.
Amen.
Then repeat that again. Let God fight your battles. That's a guaranteed victory. I mean, nothing else can say.
That's self-explanatory.
When you got Money Mayweather, as you know what I'm saying, God, like, who gonna
knock it out every
time. You know what I'm saying? Every time. So let them fight your battles, and I mean, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
And I think that's what, you know what I'm saying, in 2024, like, I don't have no New Year's resolution, but I am going to work on letting God handle stuff that I worry about, things I have no control over. And I know you told me to stop doing that, and I've been trying, but I truly am going to stand firm on it.
Yeah, because again, life is short. We say this all the time. And you know what I'm saying? I told you, I don't care where it is. I am always in the search for my happiness.
Yeah.
And I go, it's like, it's the light that I always just go to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wherever darkness, but I don't even pay attention to it. I tell you, I be getting the zone. I don't be knowing what else fucking be going on. Bitch, where's my happiness at? That's where I'm going to stay. You know what I'm saying? So, and the God is, I know, in all in the happiness.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I don't see what the devil doing. Because I'm over, you know what I'm saying? The devil back here doing something. But God back here shooting, why, you know what I'm saying? Why am I
got
here?
Your back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm over
jumped.
Here, and God, I ain't even got to turn around. He over shooting.
He ain't gonna let you get jumped. He gonna let you fight that devil one-on-one when they'll bring his homeboys. And God, like, hold back, push back.
So that's why I'm like, I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? People, that's why I said, I try not to really stress about, like, no matter what, it's gonna happen.
He done always came in a clutch. I'm telling you, like, I be like, that's how you can't tell me God ain't real, because in a clutch, he come through for you, girl. That's how I feel like I'm favored. But anywho, that's another thing. You got anything else?
Nope.
Well, Silly Squad, go over to YouTube and, like we said, and go see our faces while we talk to y'all. Why don't y'all want to see these pretty faces? Okay. But in the meantime,
because you know what, we get more views on the this Okay. On the listening, so we get more people to listen to us. So, because if they go to YouTube,
no, I'm saying listen to us too.
Yeah, yeah. Please listen, keep doing keep, this
so
shit.
Listen to us. I wasn't saying don't listen. I'm saying just go look at our faces too, so we get our likes up.
Yes, please do it. But yeah, so we'll get probably about 1,000 listeners.
Oh, well, that's good.
However, but on YouTube, we'll get probably like about 50 something views. Yeah,
yeah.
But so thank y'all for fucking listening. Hey, listen, I love y'all. Thank y'all. God damn, we love y'all.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, but yeah, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube first. But guess what, Silly Squad? We out.